Good afternoon or good evening. This is Ralph Winterode with the Ralph Winterode Show, the truth seeker from the far north. Don't have any guests today. I think we'll talk about the IRS the first hour and may even get off into child custody. If you've got any IRS questions, I encourage you to call in at 800-313-9443. And I'm going to go over some of the some basic concepts that are not very well or not widely known by the average person, because most people are busy trying to make a living. This one document that I got is right off of the web page of the IRS's web page where they put out their propaganda. And it's amazing in this country. Somebody called the IRS, which technically you can't even really find where they were created. In reality, they're an arm of Congress, Congress's arm, can just send you something in the mail. This is like me finding some lawyer somebody that I wanted. I say, hey, you owe me $20,000 or $100,000. And then they go through a little paperwork stuff, procedural stuff, and eventually they will put a lien on, if notice a federal lien typically, in one of the recording districts. And the next step that they usually take is they will do a reduce to judgment and take you to court trying to get access to your property. And a lot of people are involved in trusts, not understanding that when they sue the trust name and the trustee, they usually get default judgments because people don't understand that the trust is the beneficiary and he has to show up or she for the beneficiary. But anyway, during this reduced to judgment, I haven't been involved in a few of these. You have the right to send out for admissions, admit or deny, interrogatories, which are questions you ask them. You do pronouncements, and you ask them interrogatories, and you ask for discovery. Well, amazingly, one case that I provided some research material on, the IRS said we were trying to embarrass them, actually the Department of Justice, well, actually the U.S. of A., United States of America in all caps. We were one of these things that we were trying to embarrass him by asking him, who are you? Where is the United States of America? Not the, but United States of America. Where's your standing? And their response was, we're trying to embarrass them. Now, they go file a case in court, and we ask who they are, and we're trying to embarrass them. And anyway, to make a long story short, in that particular situation, it came down that the judge said, well, these folks don't really have to, we put a motion to compel in, and they don't have to answer the admissions interrogatories or provide the real discovery, which is where I'm heading for today. Is one of the issues, is there supposed to be an assessment? They tell us there's supposed to be an assessment there. It's in Title 26, USC 6203, and I'll probably be posting this bulletin to my special web, my special email list that I have at for $200 or for $120, you get attachments, donation for a year, so you can see what I'm talking about in some cases. We'll be back. I hear the music, so we'll be back in just a minute, and I'll continue on with the fraud of our fascist government.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Well, we're back from break and going to continue on here under Title 26, United States Code 6203, which is the assessment. Most people that have dealt with the IRS try to get a 23C, which is an assessment document. And they used to provide those very limited. And then they proceeded forward to using the 4340, which is just a summary on a form. And, of course, technically that was in the court ruling was only to be if the 23C wasn't there. Well, then, of course, as we progress farther into the land of Oz, now we do what's called a RACS. It's RACS report, a 006. 006. I wonder what that stands for. Anyway, what that is a nice computer printout. So imagine now you've got your local friendly IRS agent. He's here to help at your local friendly office. And somebody just types in some material, something into a computer, and it comes out under this RACS report, 006. And so when they try to reduce to judgment, you say, okay, well, where's the assessment? Oh, we don't do 23Cs anymore. We don't do the 4340 forms anymore. We do a RACS report, 006. Somebody types something into a computer and it comes out and they certify that's what the computer said. Now there is somebody you'd really like to cross-examine. It's the computer. Of course, you can never determine who the guy is that sits in the land of Oz to type this in. And if you want to go to the IRS homepage, this is what I'm reading from. Amazingly, these people tell us what they're doing. This is a Internal Revenue Bulletin, and it's 2007-14, 2007-14. And let me just read some of this. I mean, this is, oh, I'm telling you, this is right off of the purpose of this ruling here. It says, there is no legal requirement that a summary record of assessment be provided to the taxpayer before the service may proceed with collection activity. So we just take their word for it. Further, if a taxpayer requests proof that an assessment was made, the service is not required to provide any particular form or information in any particular format to the taxpayer so long as the service provides the information required by Treasury Reg 301.6203-1 to the taxpayer. Any position to the contrary has no merit and is frivolous. Now, is this a bunch of hoopla BS? There's no legal requirement. They just send you something, a little thing, some paper, and say you owe. And then when they get into court, if you really push them, well, we just got something we printed out of a computer here, and it must be so, and I'm signing that it must be so. And they continue farther into this. The service is committed to identifying taxpayers who attempt to avoid their federal tax obligations by taking frivolous positions. The service will take vigorous enforcement action against these taxpayers and against promoters and return repairers who assist taxpayers in taking these frivolous positions. And then they go on to whether it's civil or criminal, penalties apply. So now, let's backtrack here. IRS then puts something into a computer and it spits it out, and all of a sudden it's taken on the element of truth. And that's it, folks. You have no means to find out who put all of this stuff in. So the obvious question then is, continuing on down in here, under these different things, is how does one combat this stuff? Because what this is called, it's called presumptive evidence. And there's only one way to defeat it, is with conclusive and legal evidence. In other words, somebody has made an unfounded accusation, and because they're coming under the guises of the IRS, somehow they get credibility. And they just say you owe. And everybody knows you got to pay your income tax. Of course, we can't really. There are laws, actually. People say there are no laws. There are laws out there. The problem is we, the people, haven't been told how to interpret them. It's not real straightforward, because if it was straightforward, we wouldn't have an IRS. So they go down in here and they say here, farther into this, it says shall be made by recording as liable taxpayer of the office of the secretary in accordance with the rules and regulations prescribed by the secretary. Now, there's supposed to be an assessment made in accordance with the rules or regulations prescribed by the secretary. And I'm going to get that, but remember that, because therein lies the key. They're telling you how to beat them. But, of course, it's not going to be an easy situation, because they're not going to roll over. And they go on further to tell you in this thing that under Treasury Regulation 301, which is an administrative reg, 0.6203-1, an assessment officer by signing the summary record of assessment. And that's it. And he's got to include, of course, the identification of the taxpayer, the liability assessed, taxable period, and amount of the assessment. Hoo-ha. It says there's no requirement in the statute or regulation that the assessment be recorded on a specific form or that the taxpayer be provided a certain form as a record of assessment. They just make it up. They just make it up. Flat out make it up, presumptive evidence. But they've given us the key up here to decode this, which I'm going to lay the groundwork for that again, and we may spend the whole 2 hours on IRS. If anybody's got any questions, be sure and call in, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that just have really been on the list of the IRS and would like to help those folks out with their fraud. 800-313-9443. So continuing on in this particular case, they always like to cite some case law. And what's absolutely astounding is most of the case law is correct when you learn how to read it. The problem is they make stipulations in there that puts us outside of the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of one of the several states. This one case that they cite here is Roberts versus Commissioner. It's 329 Fed 3D 1224 on page 128. And the court held that there was nothing in the law to show that the use of a RACS report was not in compliance with the statute and the regulation. And they went on further to state, as long as it is set forth under the authority of 301.6203-1. So the court said, no, the computer printout is fine. Just have the guy that prints it out sign it. Yep, looks like a good printout to me. My printer's working good today. He doesn't have any first-hand knowledge. He didn't even have any hearsay knowledge of it. He doesn't have any knowledge other than to come out of a computer. Wow, that sounds impressive in a constitutional republic. Wouldn't you just love to have that ability? You could put something into a computer and somebody prints it out on the other end, and then all of a sudden it becomes something that you can put people in jail for or take their property? Now, of course, the court says, under the authority of 301.6203, now 6203, 301, those numbers, 301, is administrative regulations. That's what that means. Anytime you see a 301 and then a period, that's administrative procedural regulation. Has no force and effect of law. And then the next number, 6203, after the period, is the assessment. That shows the authority of the particular statute that is trying to implement, N-1, but do not be fooled just because it says it's 6203, because 6203 could be, the authority could be in another area. That's not required. But where the court erred, because there is a 301 table, and guess what? There is no 301.6203-1 authorized by anybody on this planet. Doesn't exist. So there's not even an administrative rule, which you can't depend on. So it doesn't even exist. So the question becomes then, how does one beat these guys? Because how do you provide conclusive and legal evidence to defeat a presumption? People have been working at this for I don't know how many tens of years, trying to figure out what these guys are up to. And it's not real easy, but once you see it, it's not real hard. Because the game is, and I'm going to read you out of the first concept that people need to understand, agencies exercise no executive, judicial, or legislative power in any of the several states. They are agents, folks. That's all they are. They are not the government. They're like the plague. They're an agent of somebody else. They have no power. None. And people have, for some reason, I'm right in there because that's basically all we have left. We presume they must be the government. We presume that they must have authority. The first question that should always be asked, by what authority are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Because it's a limited delegation of our power only through a constitution of one of the several states or a grant to the United States. That's it. And if they can't prove it, they don't have it. And guess what? They don't have it. They have nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. Except the force of arms to fool us. But of course, just standing up for what's right in this war that's being waged upon the people here, because we are slaves under their system. I'll continue on here in the next break, and I hear the music, so we'll be back, and I'm going to lay out some groundwork here of how to defeat these assessments and how to get a good understanding to try to defeat them.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Okay, we're back from break here, and we have Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All righty. This is the old ex-Chichaco from Alaska. Got a question that's been bugging me for a long, long time in law that I can't find the answer out, and I don't even know where to start on this one.
IRS issue?
Aren't we all that way? That's why they call them codes? Anyway, I was born. A birth certificate was created. Mm-hmm. My mother's maiden name was put on it. That lawfully makes me a bastard ward of the state, as I understand it.
Yeah, I think you're probably true.
Okay. And all those were sent to the Secretary of State in the state in which I was born. Mm-hmm. Those were bundled up, sent to the Department of Commerce. The Department of Commerce sent them to the international bankers.
And how do you know that?
And each birth certificate then was credited with a, I think it's $1 million line of credit, let's say.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there. First of all, I can prove that they do send them back to Commerce. That's in the revised statutes of 1878. I have no evidence that they send them to the international bankers. I have no evidence of the $1 million. I can't help you beyond that point. But I do know conclusively, because I've also looked, the real hook in that is that all birth certificates, if you go look at them, you must, they're all tied in to the Social Security that you must be a citizen of the United States.
Right.
And that is the key, is your status, your birthright, because when you, your mother, or when they're like my particular birth certificate, they now put it on commercial paper to try to move it over into that corner of the world. But all of the new ones, they all are tied in to being a citizen of the United States. And as soon as you take on that status, you have no inalienable rights, and that's entitled 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. Congress then becomes your slave master, your master, and they grant you the privilege of being able to contract, own property, and sue, and all these other things. And so we're sitting directly under Congress, if you are a citizen of the United States, with the new birth certificates. And that's our problem.
You do not own property. You rent property.
Technically, that's all we're doing, because we're sitting under the authority of Congress, and Congress doesn't want us to own. There is no allodial title and all that stuff, no.
But my this goes into part B of question. If this is true, they send these things off to international bankers, and then the United States government then is allowed to borrow $1 million worth of credit against my name, my future work, all my property, et cetera, et cetera, and we have all these certificates and the thing that goes with the cars and the houses and all that.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there. The cars, when you registered, you actually yourself sign over a become a debtor, and the state which you are, quote, residing in becomes a secured party, and that's the same in security documents in every one of the UCC filings in every state. They're almost word for word.
Okay. Now,
it has nothing to do with the birth certificate.
The real kicker here is if the government wants to come back on me and say, you owe me $1,000 for, you were naughty last night and you sped and you broke traffic laws, etc. Can I not just say, well, just take it off my $1 million credit?
People have been trying to do that, but I can't help you there. I don't have conclusive evidence. And the areas that I operate in, I must have the evidence to conclusively prove it and make the link.
Well, I'm trying to find this out, and I've been trying to find this out for years, and nobody seems – everybody knows it's there, it's happening, but nobody knows any place where I can go to get the documentation.
Yeah, I don't know it's there. There are people that put that out there, whether they're government-sponsored or not, I don't know.
Well,
the thing is, when we say somebody knows, how do you know the evidence? What are you relying upon?
I don't
have any evidence to support that.
I'm sitting here holding my inalienable rights in my hands. I got a Bible in one hand and 50 feet of 3/4-inch rope. In the other hand, I got a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with double-aught buck.
Yeah, well, the problem is we don't want to start a war right now because we'll end up losing. Like I told you before, where the problem is you have to look in the mirror. Are you a registered voter?
No, I am not.
Okay, well, the bottom line is how they
I want to be a there's another term for it. It's not a registered voter, but you do not have to be a U.S. citizen.
It's called a qualified elector, and you're a citizen of several states. And if you're in Tennessee, you would be called a citizen of Tennessee, period. That is the status of a qualified elector.
I even went to Nashville and called up and raised some cane about it. And I said, I want to participate in local elections and governmental process because that affects me directly. And but I said I can't declare myself as a U.S. citizen because I am not a U.S. citizen.
Yep. Okay. Well, it looks like we're getting ready to go to a break here. So do you want to hold over, or do you want to hold over? We're going to break.
Good.
Okay. Well, see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Talking to Gary in Tennessee. You got any further questions for me?
Well, I just kind of want to wrap this up. If I can't participate in government, then government is of no value to me, of no use to me, and I shouldn't have to pay any attention to them, and I shouldn't sure as hell pay their taxes.
Let me give you three things that need to be done in this country. Okay? These are three things that can start getting our constitutional republic back. First of all, they always want to talk about, especially the liberals, but it doesn't make a difference. The liberals are the ones that want to abandon our traditions, and the conservatives are the ones that want to hang on to them, but nobody wants to talk about our constitutional or inalienable rights. Number one, all churches must cease to be 501c3s, Christians. There is no, you cannot have a contract with Caesar and expect to go in there and have freedom of religion, because you've already signed up with the other side. Number two, the people that enter that must not have a contract with Caesar to abandon their birthright, because as soon as you do a registered voter, which is the worst of all of this, but the birth certificate gets you in, the driver's license, the Social Security, any benefit program, is going to require you to have a contract with Caesar, which you're a citizen of the United States. And the third one to start getting this back is, once we have understand and can conclusively prove who you are, that you're a citizen of one of the several states, we need to demand elections for a citizen of Alaska, a citizen of Tennessee, and not as a citizen of the United States. Now, you can see how people get hooked on this, and they don't understand it happens in every courtroom every day. They always ask the jury, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Now, why would they ask the jury that? They already know before they ever got in there. So what they do, and this is one of the things that tripped it on to me, because you always revert to your natural status.
Well,
and they have to, on the record, get you to say you're a citizen of the United States, but you're a fiction in law, and that creates that you're working under Congress to receive benefits, and if your conduct is such that you don't want to do what Congress wants, then we can civilly or criminally come after you. That's the game.
Well, they're pretty clever little nippers, aren't they?
Yeah, well, why don't you hang on here, or not hang on, but... We'll move forward here, and I'm going to explain to you and to the listening audience how this game works, because you aren't going to have any chance of winning until you get a basic construct of how this thing is put together. And it's not taught. You won't find it on a web page, and there are very few people in America have actually caught on to the game.
Well, this game's about over, because this is going to go to the streets. It's going to go to the streets real soon.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about that right now, but the bottom line is we do want to keep our firearms and keep them ready and help to defend ourselves. And thanks for calling in, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Continuing on here, first of all, again, to refresh ourselves with the status, is agencies are not government. They are not government, folks. They always must operate by regulation. They have to have somebody tell them what to do, and then they do the regulations and say, well, this is what we are going to do. And then most of these are all approved either by the legislature in one of the states or they're approved by Congress. Now, this is a means by which Congress in reality has usurped the executive power, which they did with the Tenure of Office Act. But this is how they do it today. They're a little slicker and a little smarter. And, of course, we haven't ever caught on to what these guys are up to. So they must give a statutory authority. And I'm going to read out of a couple of Supreme Court cases that articulate that. And there are quite a few of them. There's about 15 or 20, and I'm working on that module today, as a matter of fact. One of the Supreme Court cases here, let's see which one I have up here. This one here is National Muffler Dealers versus U.S., and that's 440 U.S. 472. And it clearly stipulates in here, as it's holding, it says, this is the court talking, if such a situation, this court customarily defers to the regulations which, if found to implement the congressional mandate in some reasonable manner, must be upheld. Congress has delegated to the Secretary of the Treasury and his delegate, the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue, and not to the courts, the task of prescribing all needful rules and regulations for the enforcement of the Internal Revenue Code. Now, it says all needful rules, and this is in United States Code, USC 7805, little a. All, not some, all of them. So, I mean, that's one court case, and there are several other ones that are in that same vein, and there can be no doubt what this was about, and they're citing United States versus Correll, C-O-R-R-E-L-L. And I'm going to read this out of this because it's very enlightening, because remember, the agencies are working only under the statutory authority. So Congress makes a code. They're not laws of the United States. And by the way, code is a means to get rid of the existing law and implement new law. That's what codification is all about. That's what it means in the Roman civil law. But anyway, so the agencies work under the statutory authority of Congress. And here is one of the cases. This is one that most of them are sitting under is U.S. versus Correll. This is at 389 U.S. 299. And I'm going to read this out because it's right on. Alternatives to the commissioner's sleep or rest rule are, of course, available. Improvements can be imagined. But we, talking about the court, do not sit as a committee of revision to the perfect to perfect the administration of the tax laws. Congress has delegated to the commissioner, not to the courts, the task of prescribing all needful rules and regulations for the enforcement of the Internal Revenue Code. In this area of limitless factual variations, it is the providence of Congress and the commissioner, not the courts, to make appropriate adjustments. The rule of the judiciary in cases of this sort begins and ends with assuring that the commissioner's regulations fall within his authority to implement the congressional mandate in some reasonable manner. And end quote. Mrs. Correll. So if we go forward with this concept that the you will always find in the there's the United States Code, that's where Congress puts the code out today. Not laws of the United States, it's just code. And then underneath that we have something called the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFRs. Those are the regulations for all of the agencies. They're sitting under Congress to do Congress's mandate. And you can prove that quite easily because the mandate of this is sitting in Title V, United States Code 552A1. And summarizing it, it says that all of the needful rules must be published in the Federal Register. So we are being ruled, our slave master is saying, these are the rules that we want to impose upon you. Now, of course, who in his right mind is going to go to the Federal Register every day? Of course, this is totally contrary to a constitutional republic because we're supposed to empower them to make laws. This is the inverse. Congress is now the slave master, and we are the slaves. And they've hired this agency called the IRS, and they put it into the public register. And there's just literally thousands of pages in that thing. Nobody's going to read it. Almost nobody. There's a few people in the government corner of the world and a few people that are attuned to a particular agency. But they're going to post it. They're going to put it in there, depending on, and there's only one type of regulation called a substantive or subsidy regulation that has the force and effect of law. Only one. The other two types are administrative or procedural. And you can identify these by the 301 is the administrative point something in the regulations in the CFRs. The 601s are the procedural ones, and then the other ones, depending on whether they're part one or whatever, but if they're income tax, they'll have a one in front of it, one period something. Now, without seeing it, it sounds a little complicated, but if you'll think of it as there's only one type of regulation that has the force and effect of law to affect us. That's it. So the question is, in the CFRs, these are all mixed up like Granny's eggnog. It's all, how do you find them? Well, there are three tables and in there that list the subsidy regulations, and there's a 301 table, but there's a part one for IRS, there's for individual income, there's a part 20 for estate, there's a part 31. And Congress, or the IRS must operate only by regulations. That's in 26 CFR 601.101. So they got to be there. The regulations have to be there. And in 26 CFR 601.702, it delineates out for those that want to look these up. It delineates out the 301s, which are administrative regs. The 601 point something is procedural. And then if it has to do with part one, which is income, it'll have a one in front of it, and then behind it, it will have the number of the statute. And then how do I find, though, the statutory authority? Because in basically what we have to do, we have to decode. It's made very complicated if you do not know that there are the subsidy reg tables sitting in the CFRs. There are three of them, and then there's one for the 301 administrative. Well, how you, when you find these tables, but what you must have, and they've started reprinting them in Westlaw, so I presume maybe the new CFRs that are being printed, what you will find at the bottom of all of these regulations is a little brackets, and they'll say FR, Federal Register, or Executive Order. Ignore. You can go check it out if you know more about it. It's there is some meaning to it, but it's nothing that we want to talk about today. The real key, it will be in parentheses. It will not be in brackets. It will be in parentheses. It will have the word authority spelled out. It will list the specific regulation. It will list the specific code or part of that code as the authority. Now, that's real important, what I just said. So the regulations that the IRS, the only regulations they can do are in Title 26. All they can do are in Title 26. And it succinctly says that in 26 CFR 601.101. So they have to have regulations. And the statutory authority for the commissioner is in 7805. All regulation and rules got to be in there. If they're not in there, it also says you, nothing can happen to you at all. Nothing. They can't affect your rights in any manner. They do it every day of the week because we do not know, when you are doing these things, how to trace this little matrix that they've set up. It starts not with our inalienable rights, fundamental rights, no laws of the United States, no laws. It's all code. Congress is the master, slave master. They hired an agent called IRS. And the IRS is taking, under the statutory of Congress, through 7805, that's Title 26, USC 2805, and they promulgate three types of regulations. Administrative, 301 point something. Procedural, 601 point something. The ones we have to find is, like for the individual income tax, 1 point something. And therein is where you actually can pull back, just like in the land in the Wizard of Oz. You pull back the curtain and you see what's sitting behind the curtain. So now we take the assessment, 6203. Where does the IRS, how can they assess? Guess what? There is absolutely no assessment in any of the Title 26 CFRs for the IRS. They have no authority to do anything to do with assessment. It's one big, grand, flat-out lie. Where is the assessment authority when you go look? Because this is the killer, is people, a lot of people that are new to this do not understand, and that's why Congress has done it that way. The statutory authority in Title 26 is for two agencies. One is the IRS in Title 26 CFRs. The other one is for the ATF in Title 27 of the CFRs. So they have one Title 26 United States Code statutory authority, but we've got two agencies using it, because this makes it work so much nicer for anybody to be able to figure this little bullshit game out, BS game out. It's unbelievable. There is not one regulation of any type. Zero, zip, nada, sitting in Title 26 of the CFRs for assessment. Nothing. It's absolutely astounding how they pulled this off. Absolutely astounding. And you can understand now why they would have, and going back to this ruling here that I was talking about earlier, they're talking about here that, let's see here, the service will challenge the claims of individuals who improperly attempt to avoid or evade their federal tax liability, but see, they don't provide you any evidence of how it's created. It comes out of a computer, and somebody signs it. Yes, sir, that came out of that computer, and I will attest that that computer, that printer was working well. Is that unbelievable? They just made it up. Well, we're going to break, and we'll be back in just a minute again.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, we're back from break here, and in the next hour, I am going to disclose, there's quite a few people in the IRS have heard about the 861 argument. I'll disclose where the sources of income within the United States has application, and also in 3401 about wages, and also which the attorneys are scared spitless of 26 U.S.C. 1 is tax imposed on individuals. And we'll use this decoding process so that we can pull back the curtain. But again, to recap this, because it is a tough nut for people that are starting off in this or have been wandering around in the thousands or hundreds of pages of the CFRs, United States Code, and the tax book, and all this other nonsense. It's all put there to keep us totally confused, and this worked well because very few people have any wins against the IRS, either civil or criminally. Almost, there are very, very few. And it should be 100% win. But the people do not understand agencies have no power. None. Under any constitution. They're without it, folks. The only way they can get the appearance of it is on the congressional side is Congress must create this code. And don't get hung up on positive law because the bottom line is there's no authority in the Constitution to make positive law. Title 26 is not positive law. Even Title 28, they call it positive law, is not. Title 8 isn't, which is people for naturalization and all that stuff. They're not positive law. The only authority Congress has is to make laws in the United States. So the real simple overview concept, Congress has an agent. Congress creates a code to instruct the agent to come pound on the people. The agent then has three types of regulations. One for its internal administration. One to tell us how the procedure is supposed to work. That's what they're really big into, is big on procedure. Did I send you this form in the letter and did you respond within 30 days, 15 days? And the other one would say quietly is the substantive or substantive regulations, which are the only one that have force and effect of law, and that was held under the Supreme Court of the United States, which is the law of the land in Chrysler v. Brown. Hasn't been changed, stall still there. And that's the game. So the next question is, how do I find in Title 26 CFRs, how do I sort out through the sieve and decode what has application, force and effect of law on me when I'm domiciled in one of the several states? And that's what I'm going to disclose on three of them the next hour. And this one, on assessments, there is no authority for the IRS to make any assessments at all. None. Zero. Zip. So the obvious question is, how do you get all these taxes? Well, that's why in this thing, they don't have to provide anything. Because they can't. You try to sue them under an injunction, and Congress has blocked the door under 2201, Title 28. You can't stop the injunction. So when they send you this paper or file it over there in the recording office, you're just stuck. It's a grand lie, and we don't have to provide any documentation. You just go ahead and pay up. You lose your house, all your property, your wages. We don't care. Well, after the hour, when we come back the next hour, I'm going to disclose some information, and it probably hasn't been heard hardly ever or if ever on the airwaves. So we'll see you here after break, and we'll be back for the next hour. If you got any questions, be sure and call in. 800-313-9443 on the IRS.